And he restored Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart and Michael English. I don't know if you know him or not. He's a Christian singer, and he got into all kinds of stuff. He's completely restored now. And it's like the prodigal son. You know, I was talking to my son in New York, in Rochester, and he thought the prodigal son was just one situation. I said, it's anybody who comes back to God. Anybody who's fallen and comes back to God, his love restores them. And Bentley has been restored. I don't know if you know that or not. He's down at Morningstar, and he was ministering down there. And I was watching all of them, and there was quite a lot of prophecies going forward and so on and so forth. So I think the body of Christ can expect a great move of the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit power, not only in the church but in our own lives, in our marriages and our finances and so on and so forth. I believe there's going to be transfer of funds. Whatever you need, God's going to supply. Amen? And I think that I was sitting over there when the music was going on and when Jerry Arena was up here speaking, and I could feel like the burning bush. I could feel fire, but it wasn't burning me, but it was outside of me from my feet all the way up the top of my head. And you always want to know, what's this all about, Lord? Well, he don't have to explain it. He just wants you to have bold faith and speak it out. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm speaking it out. Hallelujah. So God, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives is very important. So if you're fallen and something's happened, he wants to restore you. He wants to take from Jesus and restore what belongs to you, whether it be grace or mercy or forgiveness or whatever it may be, and you've fallen away. Maybe your mind has convicted you, but God is greater in you, and he wants to restore you. And so that's kind of what the message is about. It's about the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Hallelujah. If you would, Chris, please turn where we were Friday night, starting with Revelation 4. God didn't wake me up just to, you know. There's some real light and revelation and power to have the knowledge to realize it's going on in heaven right now. So we're not just going to read it in the Bible. We're reading what's actually going on. When you're driving your automobile, there's spiritual activity going on in your life. When you're at work, there's spiritual activity in your life. When you're home, there's spiritual activity. There's spiritual activity going on here right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? We are blood-bought children of God. So we're going to look at Revelation 4, starting with verse 4. And around the throne, this is what came to me when he woke me up. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes. I really think that represents the church, represents the people of God. And they had crowns of gold on their heads, and from the throne proceeding lightnings. This is the presence of God. This is the power of God. Thunderings. All this is going on right now, and voices, and seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. See, I believe it's not only seven churches. I believe it's seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit in our lives for spiritual growth. I believe that comes under the grace of God. And so that number seven is very important, because if you and I want to grow spiritually, I think there's seven levels, seven manifestations of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so while we're trying to grow, the enemy's trying to get us out of that position. So you always want to remember that if you're in your home, if you're sleeping, there's spiritual activity in heaven. There is all this thundering and lightnings, which is the power of God, the voices of God coming out. And the Holy Spirit, back then when we read it right there, those seven spirits, the same thing, they're doing the same thing today. Are you listening? So I became more aware of spiritual activity in my life as of the other night when God woke me up. I was always aware of God doing things, but he's trying to give me a light and a revelation that no matter where I am, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit's working with me. always restoring me and trying to get me to go to a different level, you see. He's trying to get me away from leaning upon my own understanding. He's trying to get me to acknowledge Jesus. He's trying to get me to recognize the word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles in tongues and interpretation in tongues and prophecy and discerning of spirits. I really believe there's seven levels to get to a place where there's going to be a power that, like the prophet's head and like the apostle's head and, of course, like Jesus' head. I think that's the fullness of the manifestation of the power of the Spirit in our lives, taking us to different places. See, there is a power of visions and dreams. There is a power where there is a fire around us, baptized in the Holy Ghost with fire, when the tongues of fire came down at Pentecost. I really think that God wants us to experience the power of the Holy Spirit more than we are. Sometimes we go to church on Sunday or Friday or whatever it may be, or Wednesday, and we leave it there. We don't expect the power of the Holy Spirit to work in our homes and there's spiritual power activity around our lives. Why? Because we're kings and priests, we're sons and daughters. And so I really believe, saints, we can say things, but as I'm standing here now, I believe there's spiritual activity going on right here in this church. Because the Bible promises, where two are gathered in my name, there I am. So that if he's here, and he is, he's not only in us, but he's here in that spiritual activity. So I must prepare myself, asking the Holy Spirit to become in tune with the mood of the Holy Spirit in a service so Jesus can get the glory. So we don't want to, he's going to remove us from religious thinking, mindsets. And he's going to get us to believe more and more. There's going to be more and more power of the Holy Spirit in our lives so we can believe in miracles. A lot of people say, I believe in miracles, but I ain't ever seen one. Well, you're a miracle. If you have accepted Jesus Christ into your life, guess what? You became the temple of the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel 43:5, Chris. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Spirit lifted me up. See, I really think that's what God wants. God the Holy Spirit, power the Holy Spirit. Now, he wants to bring us to different places. You know, before I go any further than this, you know Ezekiel 11? Listen now. Listen to what I'm going to say. The Holy Spirit, he lifted Ezekiel up, and he saw 25 people who were making policies that were sin policies. And God was going to judge that. I don't know if you understand that or not. The Holy Spirit wants us to discern. He wants us to lift us up and to see what all this sin policy in America is going on today. Same-sex marriage and killing babies. Jesus said, don't deny the little children to come unto me. The shedding of innocent blood. There's all kinds of, and girls now in New York can walk in the nurse's office after the night after sex and get a pill for the day after, a 13 or 14-year-old. Well, God says he's going to judge these people in Ezekiel 11, starting with verse 2, he's going to judge who make policies that causes his people to stumble. Well, do you think he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Well, he says here now, if we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, he says here, the Spirit lifted me up, brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. I really believe the glory of the Lord, the presence of God, is going to fill and manifest in this temple, you people and me. I really believe the power of the Holy Spirit, you see, is going to manifest in our lives. And I believe it's going to change us even more because God's in the changing business. God multiplies himself back to us. And I believe there's seven levels, and anybody can go there. Whether you're a woman, child, if you're born again, the Holy Spirit wants to teach us how to go to each level. And each level you go to, you don't lose the other level. He wants to help us to believe in miracles. Have you ever heard anybody say, I don't know why God's word just doesn't work. It ain't going to work that way. That's not faith. That's your flesh whining. We always try to twist God's arm, but his glory is going to fill the temple. See, I'm looking. Now, his presence is in the temple now. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So his presence is there. But I'm telling you, there's coming a season when the glory, the presence of God, is going to be so strong in our lives. Wherever we walk in, people are going to get convicted. Wherever we come into church, you see, there's going to be a great move of his love. And people are going to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They're going to see their bodies healed because God is in the restoration business. And God's glory is going to fill us if we're willing to pay the price to go to each level. To get rid of self. All this complaining that goes on in Christianity today. All these religious teachings and so on and so forth. Everybody's after God for money. And we ought to be seeking the kingdom. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Seek the kingdom. I'll add to you. What is your problem? Walk in peace. Stop letting your heart be troubled. So there's a power of the Holy Spirit that wants to restore us. Multiply back to us. Some people get saved and they fall and they don't know they have a bank account in Jesus. See, if I sin, I don't repent. I just thank you, Jesus, for loving me and forgiving me. It's stored up in Jesus. And I'm going to live beyond the devil, higher than the devil. I'm going to live beyond principalities and powers. I'm going to live beyond my flesh. The glory of God is going to increase in my life. If I'm willing to pay the price. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Let's look at Mark 3, 1 and 5. Mark 3, 1 to 5. And one says, and he entered the synagogue, and a man there who had a withered hand. See, Jesus is about to restore him. Are you listening? Saints, we don't come to God for money. We come to God for restoration. We come to God for the life of Jesus in our lives. We come to God for the glory that was going to shine through us. We got to make sure it's all about Jesus. He's more important in our lives. He'll supply your need. He's not against you having a home and a car and a business and wealth. He's not against that. Hallelujah. So God loves to restore. Jesus' ministry was restoring people. And when you and I got saved, we got restored. We got delivered. Hallelujah. Verse 2, they watched him closely whether he would heal. See, here comes the religion on the Sabbath, so they might accuse him. Have you ever noticed how people are always willing to... You know, Christian people are hurt more by Christians than they are by the world? Everybody's accusing people. Well, if he can restore Todd Bentley after he got into booze and drugs, left his wife and remarried someone else, and it's actually miracles... See, here's the thing. When God restores you, the gifts and the callings come back to you. Manifesting you. He don't restore you and put you in a safe somewhere so you can't function. He gives you back your spiritual growth. That's his love. Amen? But religion will say, you ain't no way you're going to get forgiven. You ain't got no right doing that. Look at your life. Look what you've done. God restored me. God restored me. He washed me in his blood. He filled me with his Holy Ghost. And then verse 4. 3, I should say. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, step forward. See, we ask people to step forward by faith. You ain't coming to me. Jesus wants to restore people, whether it's your emotions, whether it's your mind, whether it's your family, whether it's your physical body, whatever it may. God is in the restoration business. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 4. Then he said to them, it is lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or kill. They kept silent. And when he had looked in verse 5 around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts. Do you know a lot of people get a hard heart because they can't get finances from God? They don't realize that the teaching is to seek the kingdom. The power of the Holy Spirit is to get you to seek the kingdom and have a kingdom language. To walk on this earth, but walking in the supernatural realm. Hallelujah. And there's going to be people that come against me or come against you. If you can't stand that, get out of the kitchen. If you can't stand the heat, don't gripe. Go in a church somewhere and get in the back pew and be quiet. Don't become a motor mouth. He said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out. See, obedience is better than fasting. Do you know that? He stretched out his hand and was restored as whole as the other. See, God's in the restoration business. When I was in the booze and drugs and multiple sclerosis, you see, and had all this stuff going on in my body and in my mind and in my emotions, God has restored me. I ain't in that stuff no more. I still have battles. Because that's how my faith is challenged. That's how I grow in these seven manifestations of God or the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know there's somebody who's got something wrong with a vertebrae? And it's up towards the back, the higher part of your back, towards your brainstem? And God is healing that. You have had flashes of pain that runs through your shoulder sometimes. Sometimes it runs down your back. It doesn't last, but it comes and goes like you're pressing on a nerve. And when you sit in one kind of position, it's okay. You sit in another kind of position and it bothers you. God is healing that right now. All things are possible, God. He's in the restoration business. He's restoring whatever, that pinched nerve, wherever you got that. Does anybody have trouble with a pinched nerve in this place? Does anybody have pain where you don't want, there's one, two, three. Yeah, see? God, one back there, another one over here. Everybody. See, that was me, man. I say, hey, that's me. I'm receiving it. Hallelujah! Is Henry looking? Get excited for Jesus. There's somebody, God's healing someone's intestine. You have trouble in your intestine here on the left side from time to time. Oh, guy's already raised his hand over there. See, he's standing up saying, oh, hey, that's me. And that's over here, she's raising a hand. See, can we receive the power of God because he's trying to restore us? He's trying to love on us. Get bold. Hallelujah. Mark 8:25. Mark 8:25. Say Mark. They're getting there, Lord. Praise God. 8:25. Well, we'll start with 22. If you don't read the whole thing, people say, you should have read the verse above and the verse behind or after. You imagine when Jesus was teaching, he said, lest you drink my blood and eat my flesh. And they turn around and said, well, you didn't say the things before, the things after. You have the Holy Ghost? There's spiritual activity going on here right now. Just like I'm standing here, and there they are around the throne room, thunderings and lightnings, and the voice of God, and the seven spirits. Going on right now, as you and I are talking and listening. There's spiritual activity going on here right now. There's colors going through this place, back and forth. Well, I don't know. I don't see it. No one asked you to look at it. That's what everybody says. I didn't see nothing. I didn't feel nothing. That's because you've developed a hot heart, a religious mindset. First, I got to be, you're acting like Thomas. Unless I see it. Hallelujah. 8:22. He came to Bethesda and they brought him a blind man and begged him to touch him. See, today, you ain't got to beg Jesus. All you got to do is let the power of the Holy Ghost work in your life. You got to shut yourself down by decreasing and him increasing. So he took in verse 23 the blind man by the hand, led him out of the town. See, he wanted to get away from the hot hots and all the other clowns. And when he had spit on his eyes, that'll really work today. Todd Bentley was not allowed into England. Listen now. He kicked a lady in the face who had cancer, and the cancer left her. He's been allowed in all kinds of countries over there. He's just back now. He went through all kinds of restoration for 2 years. He got a phone call. He was going to go to England or Britain. I know some of you, no one's asked you to go have lunch with him. I'm just telling you he's been restored. I ain't telling you to send a seed to him. I'm just telling how God's power can restore people. He got a phone call. He was supposed to be going to England or someplace. And when he flipped his phone open and listened to it, it was the highest judge. And says, you're not welcome in this country, and there is no appeal, so don't try to appeal it. Before that, rewinding a little bit, he was told by somebody, mark on your calendar September 29th. Todd Bentley said, God don't work with me that way. He said, you better mark it down. And I'm not sure if an angel is telling him this or whatever. You know, when you repeat someone's story, you got to be careful. Your tongue gets wound around your eye teeth. You can't see what you're saying and stuff like that. So the judge calls right to his cell phone. This was sometime early in September, what it is. The 29th. The judge died. Cancer came on him and ate him all up. I have a pastor friend who he got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He was pastoring in Denver, and they threw him out of the church. The board did. Every one of them board members got cancer. Well, God don't do that. Did he kill Ananias, Sapphira? Did he destroy the earth one time? Every child, did he do that? Did he say, choose this day who you're going to follow? And the ones that follow someone, they all died? See, we don't want to know a God that does that. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So when people come against me, I pray for them. God's going to take care of them. If they got a motor mouth, if they're sowing discord, I don't get involved in it. Hallelujah. He spit on his eyes, put his hands on him, and he asked him if he saw anything. Have you ever done that with somebody? Can you see anything? Well, you've probably done that, but did you spit on his eyes? I ain't doing that. Someone's going to punch me. Wear a helmet. I used to have way years ago, I still have it, but I ain't used it for a long time. You know the Catholics, they use this sprinkler thing? You ever seen that? I went out and got one years ago. I said, I want to see if this works, God. Because there was a Pentecostal priest up in Boston, Massachusetts, was doing that, and people were flying everywhere. out of the pews and everything. And I said, I'm going to try that. Got myself a little bucket of water. Had that sprinkler in it. And I asked the people who was in the house. I was having Bible study in five homes at the time. So I asked the people, you want prayer? Come on up here. When they came out, I said, close your eyes. I didn't want to see him pull this thing out of the bucket, see. And I pulled it out. Man, I started hitting them with that. One guy went right through chairs and everything else. And I said, ooh, this is a good one. It'll save my little precious body. I just throw water at them. Well, people started getting mad, and they'd say, are you Catholic? Do you have a bold faith? Do you spit on people? Do you punch them when God says to do it? I ain't doing that. Well, I did it, and I used it for a long time. People stopped giving. They started calling me Mary's friend. I said, God, I'll just put it away. I mean, you can't throw water on chairs and let them get slain in the spirit, so there was no one left. What would you do if someone came up and boom? That ain't God. Well, is Jesus the Son of God? He said, do you see anything? And he looked up and said, I see men, they look like trees. In other words, he wasn't healed yet. See, people today, they say, oh, I went over there, Mayo ain't got it. I didn't get healed. That's because you got a hard heart. That's because you're sowing discord. That's because there's no love of God in you. That's because you want to get healed and get on with your life and never mind Jesus. He put his fingers on his he put his hands on his eyes again, made him look up, and he was restored. How many times will you dunk in the water to get restored? How many times will you get prayer to get restored? Don't bother God, just pray one time. Well, the Bible says keep on asking, keep on knocking. Persevere. Press in, press in, press in. I know there's other teachings about it, but that's my teaching. Because Jesus said, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking, persevere. And the reason for it, you may have a hot heart. You may have unforgiveness in your life. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. People get healed today. You can't get them to tell anybody. I had a lady come here two Fridays ago. 30 years, she's had a throat problem, couldn't swallow. They operated on her. It didn't do any good. They put her on medication. It didn't do any good. She came here the first night. She was sitting there, and I said, someone's got a throat problem, and God's healing you. Man, her hand went up, and she used to sit in the restaurant and look at people, how blessed they are to be able to swallow their food. She went home, and she threw the medicine away. She ain't had a problem since. Well, I don't know about that, Mayo. God calls me a rascal. I was in my prayer closet praying one time, and God called me a rascal, and I went out on the sun porch. I said to Betty, am I a rascal? She just kind of rolled her eyes, man. And I took that as yes and went back in the prayer closet. Hallelujah. So God wants to restore us, doesn't he? And all of us can fall backwards. All of us can get in trouble. But don't let your mind convict you. God wants to restore you. God wants to promote you. God wants you to get bold. And God wants you, if he says, to punch cancer or spit in people's eyes or put mud on people's eyes, I'm going to get a big bucket of mud up here. I mean, if people are leaving, they might have something to leave for. Right? See, sometimes I say things I shouldn't say. Sometimes I've said to people, don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's not nice. Jesus wouldn't say that. Then I have to go home and get in my prayer closet and say, I'm sorry, Jesus. He says, you're just my rascal. Everybody is called differently. Some are bold, some spit, some will put mud. And others will go, did you feel anything? No, I didn't feel nothing. Then you're healed. Praise God. What's his name? James Robinson? He had a big sex problem. And there was a carpet layer. And he was charismatic. And he was known throughout the area. And James called him secretly. And he said, would you pray for me? The guy said, meet me at a motel room. And he had the room paid for and everything else. He got in that motel room. He set James in the middle of the floor in a chair. And he commenced to start screaming scriptures. And James said, my God, I hope the people next door don't hear this. And when he finished, he said to James, do you feel anything? And James, I don't feel nothing. He says, you're free. The following day, he was completely free. And often tells that testimony. An old copper layer who was charismatic, who was bold. Me and Betty got called to a person's house one time, and the lady wanted to get set free, and we sat down the same thing. I hadn't heard about James's story. We set her in the middle of the living room floor, and me and Betty started praying over her, and she said, I got to throw up. I said, don't throw up on me. Go over there in the bathroom. She went and threw up all that spirits, all that stuff. See, I didn't believe in throwing up spirits. Well, they came out. Green stuff. Then I said to her, there's something else wrong spiritually going on here. She says, well, my uncle keeps knocking on the door. And I said, well, why don't you let him in? Well, he's dead. Oh, I said, that's a good reason not to let him in. He had a suitcase. He was a spirit. I said, there's still something else. Is there anybody else in this house? Do you mind if I go through and pray over it? Well, I prayed upstairs through the closets and everything else, and I heard this noise behind a locked door, and I banged on the door, and he wouldn't open. I said, either you're going to open it, or I'm going to kick it down. He opened it about that much. I said, God wants me to tell you about Jesus. It was their son, and he had all kinds of schizo and all kinds of things going on in his life, and so I led him to Jesus through the door. He had never been out of the house. Me and Betty went for a walk one day, and down the sidewalk comes this young man whom I prayed for. Never been out of the house. God freed him. Hallelujah. God wants to restore people. But he wants people that are bold, who will walk in the power of the Holy Ghost and do what the Bible says and do what the Holy Spirit says. If he says to slap her, slap her. Make sure your insurance is paid. Hallelujah. Can you feel something? Is the heat of God on you? Grace. You feel a pain in your neck. You want to make God's healing? Stand up there, right where you are. Hallelujah. Let's do something you couldn't do. Come on. Raise your hands. Raise your arms. Don't squint. Just raise your arms by faith in Jesus' name. Do this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Start thanking Jesus. He's your healer. Be bold. Is it there? Still there? Keep on doing things by faith. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, turn, if you would, to Acts 3:21. And it says, whom heaven must receive, we're talking about Jesus, until a time of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets, since the world began. See, everything's in place now. There's spiritual activity everywhere. And God wants to restore the power of the Holy Spirit back into the church. God wants us to get out of religion. And God wants us to call upon the Holy Spirit. God wants to restore. Everything is prepared in Christ and ready. Amen? Hallelujah. See, the Holy Spirit wants us to decrease and ask Jesus to do miracles and signs and wonders amongst us. There's spiritual activity going on. There's spiritual activity going on in here. And I don't mean the devil either. That clown's out of here. I mean Jesus. I mean the power of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual activity. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that he does signs and wonders in this place, in people's bodies, in people's marriages, in people's pocketbooks. Hebrews 2:4, he's a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. If the glory of God is in here, we always say, greater is he that's in me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, say I'm being restored. That doesn't mean you got cancer or sickness or disease. There's many things that we need to give God our emotions. And our will. We need the spiritual activity in our lives, the Holy Ghost power. That whatever I ask under the blood of Jesus, I'm going to get it. God don't go around refusing his children, his sons and daughters, his kings and priests. Because there's always something that plugs up the anointing. Your flesh can run the Holy Ghost off. Todd Bentley was full of the Holy Ghost. His flesh run the Holy Ghost off. And he stopped praying. He stopped reading the Word of God. And he got into sex and remarried someone else. Michael English. He couldn't study the Word of God. He couldn't pray. So he tried to make a deal with God. I'll take door number 3. What he was making a deal with is, I'll just sing, that would be my Bible reading and my prayer time. Well, guess what? He went down the tubes. God restored him. He was on his last leg, lost all kinds of money, was on a couch, dirty, full of drugs, and God restored him. You ought to hear that man sing for Jesus now. He's got a voice. Man, he sang a song the other day. I'd rather have Jesus the people in the audience were crying. See, when God restored him, he brought him back, and he gave him another level. He worries every day that he's going to fall. Well, worrying is not God, isn't it? See, when God set me free from booze and drugs and MS and all the stuff that I was into, carrying a gun, having a death wish, I've never gone back into it. You know why? I still pray. From the day one that I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues, I pray twice a day, 7 days a week. I was ministering to someone here a couple of Fridays ago, and when I started to walk out the door, by the way, Pastor, I got to get back to praying in tongues. I said, you never should have left it. That's a sign from God. These signs will follow those who believe. And one of them is tongues. Talking right directly to God. Well, I don't know what I'm saying. That's a good thing. If you listen to yourself pray, you're asking for everything under the sun. I need a car. I need a house. I need this. I need that. When you pray in tongues, he's praying on your behalf according to God's will. God's will for you is to be restored, to walk in the glory and the power, to have the experience of the Holy Ghost in your life and your marriage and in your family and your finances. His love must never be forgotten. And you're praying in that lovely prayer language. Amen? I'm telling you, look for it. Bob Jones has been around for years. And he was prophesying, saying some things down there. He had a piece of paper. He's so old now he can't stand, hardly. And he was reading off that. And some people don't like him, and some people don't believe in him, and some people don't. But you know something? In his latter years, God may just use him in a very powerful way of bringing forth prophecies about what's going to happen in America, what's going to happen in the body of Christ, what's going to happen in small ministries. The miracle-working power is going to come to them who have not given up, remained faithful. Your season's coming. I can't think of who it is, but some of you are Bible scholars, but there's two people in the Bible. They prayed for 50 years before God filled the temple, filled the presence filled God. Who was that? Anybody remember that? Who that is? You're as dumb as me. I'm only kidding. Who was it? You know who it was? She looks at Rose. No, it wasn't Rose, although Rose prays. Hallelujah. 50 years. I was telling Jeff in the office this morning. Someone came by the church the other day to help me out. I don't mean help me out cleaning or toilets or anything like that. Just to get me straight. And I said, can you tell me something? She said, what? I said, how do you think I made it 35 years in the ministry and 55 years of marriage? Duh. What record do you have? And she's sitting there, can't even look at me. Hey, I'm over here. She's talking to you. You know why? She was guilty. She left here the wrong way. And I just sat back and just said, well, God loves you. Thank you for coming by. But she had brought me a book to teach me how to get straightened out. Can you imagine that? And this lady is all messed up. She even squeaks when she walks. She ain't got no oil of the Holy Ghost in her. But I was very nice to her. I wasn't a rascal. I just said, well, maybe you're here to teach me something, but maybe you can tell me how I lasted 35 years. 55 years of marriage. I said, can you imagine living with me for 55 years? And love it on me? How do you think I made it all this way? I said, well, it was Jesus. It was me willing to give in to Jesus and give in to the power of the Holy Spirit, willing to renew my mind, willing to pray every day, twice a day, 7 days a week in tongues. That's what's kept me. Quoting the Word of God. I get out of bed quoting the Word of God. I go to bed quoting the Word of God. Because I've seen the poor people who have fallen. God's restored them, but they went down the tubes, and it's a rough ride. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, you're all done, Elroy. Keep going. Which one did I play Friday, Jeff? Yeah, go that one. Do that one. If it's 10 to purple, maybe we'll all turn purple, God's color. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Give him glory. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Give him glory. Some of you people, man, are afraid to yell a little bit. Your tonsils won't fall out. Get excited for Jesus. Be bold. You can do that here. Hallelujah. Now, if there's anybody here who feels like they need to be restored, you ain't got to say nothing to me. I'm going to stir up the gift in you. Hallelujah. If you feel like you need to be restored in an area, you ask Jesus to restore you. If it's emotional, if it's finances, if it's marriage, if it's maybe your own mind is condemning you, but God is greater. Understand what I'm saying? I go to God every day. And guess what? You'd think if I pray twice a day, there would be nothing wrong. I have to go to God every day. He said, why did you say that? Why did you do that? But you see, I know about his love and forgiveness. Wasn't it Paul that got rid of Stephen? Huh? Didn't God forgive him a murder? God wants to restore us, whatever that may be. We as human beings have these type of things going on in our lives. Don't ever think for one minute you're going to get to a place and be a couch potato and just kick back and everything's going to be fine. It ain't going to work that way. It doesn't work that way. Hallelujah. So if anybody wants restored in any area, you don't say nothing to me. Just come up here and just receive the stirring of the gift by the laying on of hands in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How'd your visit at the hospital go, Daniel?
Yeah, they gave me some medication.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and I've got another appointment. But they got me out of there before, God got me out of there before they did the electric shock.
Ooh. We don't want to go to no electric chair. That's not fun. Praise God. Hallelujah, right? Hallelujah. Just everybody close their eyes. See if you can empty your minds out. Don't be worrying. Don't be thinking about anything. It's something you have to practice. It doesn't happen right away. But just empty your mind out so you can receive from God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for your restoration, Lord. We thank you for the activity of your Holy Spirit in this place and upon these people, Lord. As I touch her in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, thank you for your healing, Jesus. Thank you for your love and your mercy and your long-suffering, Jesus. Thank you for watching over her physical body, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the spiritual activities going on in her body right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is taking from you, Jesus, and releasing the gift of healing throughout her body, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, oh, praise you, Jesus. The activity of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, your peace, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. The restoration power, the activity of the Holy Spirit, Lord, throughout her body, Lord, bringing glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Ooh, praise you. Ooh, praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh. Oh.
activity of the Holy Spirit, the power in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Restoration going all through his body, all through his mind, all through his motions, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Restoration, restoration, Lord. Restoration, restoration, Lord. Hallelujah. Restoration, hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit, restoration, Lord. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I just call the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, upon her right now in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Oh, praise you. Praise you, Jesus. The power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Restoration, Lord. Restore. Hallelujah. Holy Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restoration, Lord. Restoration. Restore, Lord. Excuse me. Restore his heart, Lord. His lungs, Lord. Give energy all through his body as you promised, Lord. You give life to his mortal body in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Restoration in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Restoration, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, the restorating power, Lord. The activity of the Holy Spirit, Lord, in her life, Lord. And in his life. Oh, thank you, Lord. They're getting closer to becoming one, Lord. As the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is, Lord. Oh, the activity. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. How you doing?
How am I doing?
Mm-hmm. You're going to do better. Right now. Right now. When I lay hands on you, it's going to go. It's going to go. On the authority of my word, in the name of Jesus, it's going to go. Your mind is going to be free. And anything that's been attacking your body is going to go in Jesus' name. Because I take authority on behalf of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's given me that power. Father God, right now, in Jesus' name. I command it all, go in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. I pray the peace of God upon her. I break your power, Satan, in Jesus' name. I break your power, principalities of power, in Jesus' name. I free her mind according to my word spoken in the authority of the name of Jesus. I command it all now. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Jesus. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I cannot do this by myself.
I cannot do this by myself.
But your power is upon me.
Is upon me.
Right now?
Right now.
The glory is coming through my body. And I'm going to be free.
And I'm going to be free.
Spirit, soul, and body.
Spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Pray. I want you to take a deep breath through your nose. Just draw the presence of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Restoration, the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, restoration, the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit. Of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the restoration, Lord. I speak joy, Lord, encouragement into her life. I speak wisdom, Lord, in the authority of the name of Jesus, Lord. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, restoration, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, King Jesus. Oh, restoration, Lord. I can see God lowering a protection around you. It looks like a round hula hoop at the bottom, but there's things going from the bottom to the top, and it's like a protection. That's what God's telling me around you. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God, restoration, Lord. Hallelujah. Restoration, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Let him be bold with the word of God. Jesus said, be bold with my name. Restoration. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, I just pull all the presence of God all through him, Lord. The presence of God. The presence of God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, oh yes, Lord. Presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Oh. You know, sometimes God says, sometimes your life is like a roller coaster. Sometimes it's really heading down deep, and you yell out for me, and God takes you out of that. God is saying, today, you have grace and favor with me. There's no need to even go deep, but to come higher in me. And I'm going to give you a fresh anointing today that's really going to teach and counsel you that you'll have a lot of freedom where you didn't have before. A lot of emotions are going to be healed from yesterday because today you're dressing up in a new place,
a new anointing, a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit falling upon you. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in her life, Lord, this new beginning, Lord, this next step into your realm, Lord. We just give you praise. No more roller coaster. No more roller coaster. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch her right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a presence of the Holy Spirit upon her. Woo-hoo. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the fresh anointing, restoration, restoration, Lord. The anointing for restoration upon Alan's life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Upon his marriage, Lord. Upon his finances, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Restoration, Lord. The anointing of the Spirit of God. Praise you, Jesus. Restoration, Lord. Hallelujah. The gift, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Restoration, Lord. Oh, restoration, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're so good, Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and mercy and compassion. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for your presence, the spiritual activity in this place and upon these people's lives, Lord, those who came up and those who didn't come up, Lord. I speak a fresh anointing upon ministries, Lord, in this place. People who are in the ministry and are ministering, Lord. And you've almost come to the point where you want to quit. But God says, my son, you will not quit because the anointing will break the yoke. This day you shall turn to me. This day you shall pray in my language. This day you shall be revived. And it's going to spread through your home. It's going to spread through your family as you pray. Because what I give you is going to spread through your family. So, Father God, we thank you and we praise you for that sovereign move of you upon this family, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Much spiritual, Holy Ghost spiritual activity in their lives. Praise you, Jesus. A refreshing. They shall leave here refreshed, Lord. I pray over everybody's life, everybody's marriage, everybody's finances, Lord. And if they've come into the kingdom and sought you, Lord, we're expecting you to add to us, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory in this place. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. You know, sometimes, yes, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes You can't control the anointing, but sometimes it's better than other times. I can sense it flowing through me at times. Then other times, you just receive it by faith. See, you can't control God. Amen? You know what controls God or moves the hand of God? Faith. If you'll just this week, just trust that there's an activity of the Spirit in your life. Activity of the Spirit in your marriage or in your part. I'm telling you, saints, the Spirit of God is moving. He really is. Don't let your mind get so taken up that you forget that God's with you and God's flowing through you. And you're the temple and the glory of God is in you. It'll cause any situation to melt. Amen? God bless you. Shake someone's hand, say something nice.